Thank you for calling Fragrant Jewel. My name is Martha. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking? Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Martha. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Melanie Hogan.
Hi, how are you? How may I help you today?
Well, I'm a little upset.
Okay, what seems to be the issue?
I called you guys a month ago and canceled my subscription because I didn't know I had gotten a subscription. And all of a sudden, you're taking money out of my account again.
Okay, so you said that you called and you canceled your subscription, and now
yes,
you're seeing that you're being charged again.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I can tell you the exact day I called you was February 22nd, a little after noon.
Okay. Could you give me the zip code of the account that you're calling in about today?
58348.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
Melanie Hogan.
Thank you for that. And could you verify the address?
3445 46th Avenue Northeast, Mattock, North Dakota.
Thank you for that. And upon pulling up the account, I do see that there's an initial order placed on February the 2nd with the Body Ally Keto, and that Body Ally Cleanse. The keto is used for overall energy and mood, where that cleanse is used to rid the body of toxins. Now, it is very vital while taking those products that you do drink plenty of water. And now, it looks like you signed up for a 14-day trial. That's where you paid the $10.90 for shipping and handling. But it's stated in the terms and conditions that if you did not cancel within 14 days, on the 15th day, you will be charged the full amount for the products, and those products will be non-refundable.
Yes. And I called and canceled on February 22nd.
Okay. Let's see. And you spoke to a representative?
Yes, I did.
On the 27th, okay.
22nd.
22nd.
And I can't remember his name.
Okay, let me see. I'll be able to check it because it does, the system logs every call that comes in. Okay, so it stated on the 22nd that you called in to verify a charge, informed the customer on the charges that was that the charge was for a product that you ordered online, explained the terms and condition, and it stated that you hung up.
Yes, after he told me he would cancel it.
Let's see, that's a cancellation. It isn't in the notes. He stated, it states that you hung up.
He said, I will cancel this order. And I said, thank you. Goodbye.
It doesn't state anything about a cancellation.
Of course not, because then you can screw me over some more.
No, sir, we have to note the account.
I called to cancel. He did not cancel it, obviously. That is not my fault. I want my money back.
Okay, now the charges are non-refundable charges. Now
I'm
sorry, able to go ahead and get this account canceled. Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Ma'am, I do understand. What I can do, I can offer you a 35% refund, and that's just on those last two charges.
No. No, I want all of my money back because I called and canceled the damn order. Just because he didn't bother to put that down doesn't mean it's my fault. I am now, because of you guys, $200 and some overdrawn. Because he did not bother to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. But as I stated, we do have to log. We do keep a log, and we do have to note everything that we speak about on the phone with the customers. Now, I'm not saying that you did or you didn't. Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Now, I can offer you a 50% refund, and that's just so that you can get at least half of your money back.
Can I talk to
the
manager, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I talk to the manager, please?
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get you over. Go ahead and get this right here. That placed on there. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel the account, and then I'm going to get you transferred over.
Thank you.
Right, and I'm almost done. I'm wrapping it up now. Just seeing who I can get you transferred over to. All right, and I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day. I'm transferring you over now.
Thank you.